For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Ball game over. A perfect game. A perfect game for David Cohn.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yes, sir. Inside the 1 o'clock hour this morning on The Fan in New York. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, taking your calls mostly on the Knicks. But if you'll humor me for the next couple minutes, I do want to look at the landscape in Major League Baseball. As I said to you, don't call me anymore and tell me it's early. Don't tweet at me and say, oh, it's early. You don't know what you're talking about. You never watch baseball. This could be my first season watching baseball. There's a large enough sample size to judge players, to be critical of a team. It's okay. That's what you do as a fan. I don't know, like, why some of you guys reserve judgment or hold back on, like, so what? You can't live in the moment. And I know it's not 162 one-game seasons, but it's so annoying how fans are like, oh, it's too early. No, it's not. These games count. They count the same in April as they will in September. And these guys don't get to redo their batting average after the All-Star break. 877-337-6666. So I mentioned that the Philadelphia Phillies are the first team to 20 wins, which is funny because they're the first team to 20 wins. I mean, the Dodgers have played 31 games. They're not the first team. And in their own division, the Atlanta Braves are a game and a half better than them in first place. But Philadelphia has 20 wins and they're in second place. I told you the Yankees should have already been at 20 wins. They just, I don't know. You don't split a series with the Oakland A's at home. And you don't blow that game Friday doing everything to potentially lose Michael Tonkin. And then you drop the first two games against the Orioles because you just can't get it going. You can't score. So the Yankees are holding at 19. They're now a game back from the Baltimore Orioles. It is what it is. They're 5-5 in their last 10. Oh, I thought this was an all-in World Series team. Maybe. Can't really say they're playing like it right now. Don't rest, Yankee fans, because I know you're not thinking about the Boston Red Sox. But the Boston Red Sox, they're not as bad as everybody proclaimed them to be. They're 17-13. They're 2.5 games out of first place. So a game and a half behind the Yankees. They've won their last 3. In a row, and they've won 7 out of their last 10. So, buckle up, folks. Let's look at the scores while we're at it. You guys like baseball? You guys don't like baseball? You guys only like basketball? Depends. Depends on the time of the year. So, looking at these scores tonight, you know, I think Paulie and I earlier were talking about how there was like a bee colony that postponed one of the games. What game was that? The Dodgers Diamondsback game delayed by a bee colony on the netting. Interesting. Also, the Tigers Cardinals game was a makeup game. They had a doubleheader from April 29th where the Tigers took that game 11-6 over the Cardinals, and then they went and lost 2-1 to the Cardinals. Hard to play 2 and take 2. The Mariners. Look at the Mariners. The Mariners beat the Braves 3-2. The San Diego Padres beat the Reds 6-4. The Athletics, I don't know. We think they're poverty. We think that they're a joke because they don't necessarily have a home. They're hold and serve. I mean, they just beat the Baltimore Orioles over the weekend, who the Yankees can't beat. And they beat the Pirates tonight 5-2. I already mentioned the Phillies get to 20 wins. Well, they scored 4 runs between the 8th and the 9th inning to come back and beat the Angels 7-5. The Angels are cooked now. Trout is done. They're just about to pack it up. The Astros. Oh, the Astros in 10 innings beat the Guardians 10-9. Getting off the mat a little bit for their 10th win of the season. Still in last place. The Rangers beat the Nationals 7-1. And you Mets fans, don't sleep on those Nationals. They've got the opposite record that you have. You're 15-14. They're 14-15. It's going to be neck and neck. The Milwaukee Brew Crew coming off of giving up 1,000 runs to the Yankees. They score 8 tonight and beat the Rays 8-2. And they were fighting them, boys. Bench is cleared. They want to smoke tonight. The White Sox, with 6 wins on the season, they take another loss to the Twins, 6-5. The Red Sox defeat the Giants. I just told you, like, pay attention. The Red Sox, they have a good manager. It doesn't matter who they have. We still owe them from last year, Yankee fans. They beat the Yankees and partied like they won the World Series. They beat the Giants tonight 4-0. The Mets, we talked about earlier, DJ Stewart was my Casamigos big shot of the night. Sean Manaea, and shout out to the Mets bullpen. I think something that most of us were in agreement on was that the Mets bullpen was not going to be as bad as it was last year. And when you look at the box score and you just watch the games, they have a couple guys that come out and they're solid. Reed Garrett's got to be one of the best stories in baseball. Adam Ottavino, you know, I don't know if we have time to get all the way into it, unless some Mets fans want to call and engage with me. The Blue Jays take a loss. The Blue Jays are below 500. The Royals beat them 4-1. The Royals are 18-13. The Miami Marlins and the Colorado Rockies are garbage. They have 7 wins each. In extra innings, the Marlins beat the Rockies 7-6. And, the Dodgers and Diamondbacks are playing in the bottom of the 6th. And let me refresh that. It's 2-1 Dodgers. And, of course, yeah, I told you the Yankees lost 4-2 to Dean Kramer and the Birdland Birds. 877-337-6666. Also told you I don't know when Gerrit Cole is coming back. We've got Alex Verdugo on paternity leave. Congrats to him and his family on the birth of his first daughter. Take your time. Enjoy it. That's your right. But we've got Aaron Judge in left field colliding with Anthony Volpe. Ah! Anything but that. Juan Soto for MVP. And, the Yankees offense. Once again, it is what it is. The Yankees are paying Aaron Hicks. Aaron Hicks got DFA'd. The Angels DFA'd Aaron Hicks. The Yankees are paying him $9.5 million. Anywho, let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Miami and talk to Max. Max, you're on the Fan in New York.
Thank
What's
you.
Up,
How
man?
How you doing?
Good.
How you doing, Keith? Running great show as always.
Thanks.
Before we get to my next point that you wanted to bring up, you're speaking about the Yankees. I wanted to say that it's... Can we borrow some runs from those Milwaukee games?
No, that's the thing. They ran out of them. They left them all in Wisconsin. Now it seems like they're hard to come by.
The New York Yankees doing the thing again, just waking up at the wrong times. And I don't know, every time some players on the team look like they have it going, next year they show you, nothing.
Yeah. Don't read too much into it. Don't get your hopes up that guys have figured it out or come out of it just yet.
Yeah. And this is tough. Maybe Judge gets back. Once Judge gets back, then gotta speak about it. But
what if Judge never gets back? What if this is the Judge we have all year? What's Judge hitting? 212? 207 now. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so.
Then Brian Cashman got to make some desperate trades.
So Brian Cashman, regardless of the performance of these guys, better have his best trade deadline in a long time.
Yeah, definitely compared to last year.
Yeah, we're definitely doing nothing.
Yeah, and I just want to say about the Knicks. They finally nailed the taking Joel Embiid. They got the most important point. When you take Joel Embiid, you can't let him get his fouls. All four games of the series, he's averaging 15 free throw attempts. 15 free throw attempts per game.
Embiid was neutralized. Embiid was cooked tonight. Embiid was turning the ball over. He was hurt. He was hobbled. They had him.
The Knicks had him. Didn't count on Tyrese Maxey scoring 46. But I think everyone's looking at the wrong play. I think that four-point play with Tyrese Maxey got the foul towards the end of the game, I think that just, if that wouldn't have happened, I think the Knicks had the game.
Man,
you can't foul someone on a three-point shot.
No, it's the free throws, man. Hit your free throws down the stretch. It changes the game. A three-point shot doesn't tie the game if you hit one of those free throws.
That's true. All right. Thank you so much, Keith, and I'll hang up and listen to you.
Thanks for the call, Max. The Yankees, it's a long season. And what they did in Milwaukee was cool, but I knew. I don't know. I'm starting to know the team too well, and I don't know anything about baseball. If you let some of these randoms on Twitter chime in, which I literally don't care. And this is something I always say about myself and other people, bro. I don't care if you think you know everything about any sport. I don't care at all. All of us can learn something from the next person. Nobody knows everything. There's no way you can know everything. You might not be old enough to know everything. You, I assume, have a life and have other things you do, and you're not just consuming stats and numbers and data all day. You're not a computer. Now, obviously, there's some people that you hear talk about some sports, and you're like, they definitely don't know what they're talking about. Clear miss. They don't know how to pronounce some guy's name, or they don't know a rule, or little things like that. Or they have a take on something that you're just like, where'd they come up with that take? They don't know how this stuff works. But baseball, I find, out of all the sports, is the gatekeeping sports where there's some people that think that they just know baseball better than others. Congrats to you. You get a biscuit for that. An imaginary biscuit that when you try to eat it, it clogs up your throat and you got no water. I hope you choke on it. I don't care that you think that you know baseball better than me or Evan Roberts or Chris McMonagle or BT or Yanks fan 2004 on Twitter. I don't care. You don't get anything for that. Let people enjoy things. I like to watch baseball, bro. I like the game. I like watching at-bats. I like to watch players. I learn something new about baseball every year, and that's what I love about baseball. It is endless. I think baseball is the best game because there are so many different pockets and channels and things to learn. It's got a long and extensive history. It's ever-changing. There's so many things that you can learn about baseball. Never stop learning about baseball. In all the sports. But I just think the business of baseball, the history of baseball, modern day baseball, the teams, the players, like there's just so much that you can learn about baseball. I hate when people say, oh, this guy doesn't know anything about baseball. Not just me, anybody. I don't get offended by that. My job is to talk sports. Like I've been on a bunch of baseball podcasts. I was in the Fan Cave. I was on MLB Network. I'm comfortable in my knowledge of everything, honestly. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey. And I told you guys, I didn't grow up watching hockey. So when we talk puck, I lean on other folks, and I'm transparent. But I think anyone listening to me knows that I'm a sports fan. That's one thing you can't say. I don't know anything about being a fan. I definitely know a lot about being a fan. So thanks for letting me get that little rant off. Josh is in Passaic. My guy, you're back on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
I'm good, man. You know, I just when I get a little pocket to talk the talk, I got to talk the talk. I hate when people try to act like they know something more than the next person. It's so corny. Shut up. You don't know everything. Everybody stands to learn something from someone else.
Definitely agree with you. I definitely have a Mets fan that used to think he knew everything. I remember a few years ago, he'd always scream at me anytime I told him that the Mets just weren't there. So I definitely agree with you there. It's good to get back on the Fan. And I first want to say with the Knicks is that this there's two ways this loss can be. It can be just a regular loss, right, and then just win one of the next two games, or if they lose the series, this is going to be what I think is a historic loss. To turn the series like that, you have that game up, and even when it goes into overtime, you had that lead. Brunson couldn't get it at the end. Turnovers, Hart kind of knocked the ball out of him at one point. And maybe, you know, instead of going at Embiid, the fans should have gone at Maxey, because that guy was draining buckets.
Yeah, like, you know, you got to tip your cap. Sometimes guys are just unconscious. They're just hot. And, like, that guy was refusing to lose tonight. You could see it in his body language. He was not going to be denied. He was not going to be stopped. Okay, good for him. Back against the wall, do or die, he did.
So also wonder what the fouling over there when he got past half court. But I know they pressed too long because he got open there, but you got to put it in. He was a hard shot, but you did give him that. But just moving on something else, Keith, how good was it to see KD get swept last night? Come on, how was that?
I love it. And, like, I don't understand Nets fans, like, I don't take any joy in watching KD get swept. Of course you do. What? Like,
I was waiting to see
Harden. We own their picks. I hope the Suns suck. And KD, I got no love for KD, bro, because KD came here. KD pretended like he was Nets world, Brooklyn Nets, signed the extension. And then as soon as Kyrie, basket case, wanted to blow up the team, he fouled him right out the door. So I don't wish for you to find greener pastures. I don't wish for you to leave the Brooklyn Nets, who were the laughing stock of the league this year, and have success. Hell no. I'm rooting for the Mavericks to lose. I'm rooting for the Clippers to lose too, because James Harden is over there and Kyrie is on the Mavericks, but one of them's going to win.
And great to hear after that the Suns are talking about maybe blowing their team up. How great would that be? People talking about the team winning championships.
That would be sensational.
Durant went farther with us than with the Suns.
That would be glorious. And you know what? I'm always going to be a Nets fan because I'm loyal to myself and the little boy in New Jersey that started rooting for the New Jersey Nets and had no idea how the franchise would jerk us around and what would become. But you stay down till you come up. Maybe in, I don't know, 3-4 years when they have those Suns picks, they can actually hit on their own talent and they can keep building a team. Maybe by then Cam Thomas is a perennial all-star, superstar. I got no. They might as well trade Mikal Bridges to the Knicks. Could you imagine if the Knicks had Mikal Bridges right now?
They should have also done that trade earlier. But then, before I get to the Mets with the NHL, the Islanders and Capitals showed us what Devils should have been, the wild card teams in the playoffs.
If the Devils were playing the Carolina Panthers, they would have suffered the same fate as the Islanders.
Not the Hurricanes. They would have played. They would have played the Rangers. You never know what they would have turned up. They beat them last year. They could have found different
way. No, man. The Devils did not have it this year. You and I both.
You never
know
when they can turn it on. Anything can happen. The Capitals stunk, and the Islanders. It's just so funny how they.
No, next year for the Devils, get healthy, get right, add a couple other pieces. Let's see if I think they're going to keep Travis Green as a coach or whatever. They didn't stand a chance this year in the playoffs.
Going for a double in the Rangers series. Every time it was boring, the Capitals couldn't do anything. They're just way out. Match. It could have been the same as the Devils, but at least it would have been something else going with them.
I watched the Capitals beat the Devils this year. I don't know. I don't think the Devils were rocking with the Rangers at all. Did they beat them in the regular season at all?
At least competitive games. No. I mean, anything could have happened. Yes, because they would have also got
some. Maybe. I'll let you be young and believe that. You know, maybe the Devils should have been in the Stanley Cup playoffs and they would have had a better fate than the Islanders, or if they faced the Rangers and not the Capitals, they wouldn't have won. But the Rangers absolutely bullied the Devils this year. I hated it.
Right. And with the match, it's just so funny how the pitching staff is just, no matter what it is, like, if there's any year for they've historically, the pitching's been better than the hitting. If there's any year for the hitting to be better than the pitching, it was this year. And it's just crazy how these random guys are pitching great, except for Adrian Hauser. But Sevi, come on, how is he doing? He's been great. All these guys, that was just rough what happened last night. But you know, it's always good for a good five innings, 1-2 run. It's excellent pitching. They hit hopefully it will come. Hopefully everybody will find their swing, but it's good to get the win tonight. Hopefully they can start streaking, because this is just, they better not lose a third series in a row. Okay, thank you for taking my call. Have a good night.
And I appreciate you young guys. You guys know how to get on air, run it up, and talk about a bunch of different things. You can go from the Knicks to NHL to the Mets. I feel like we're not doing enough mentioning of Carlos Mendoza and the job he's doing as a rookie manager, managing the team and the bullpen. Props to Mendy. Adrian Hauser, I don't think anybody was looking at Adrian Hauser as potentially being an ace or even being good at all. He's just a guy that you signed. Familiarity with David Stearns. You hope that you fill out your rotation. He's a guy that could be replaced by, I don't know, a David Peterson. Kodai Senga comes back. The Mets have been pitching pretty decent. You know, Josh just mentioned Luis Severino. I think every Yankee fan will tell you, like, this is what Sevy looks like. We wanted Sevy to look like that this last year. Hell, I would have loved Sevy to look like this year in a Yankee jersey. None of us thought he would be pitching perfect games, no hitters, and look like none of us thought that. I'm telling you, if you Mets fans did not watch Severino's starts last year, the game was over in the first or second inning. Now he's going into the sixth, seventh, eighth inning with perfect game, no hit bids. There was zero chance Severino was going to be throwing perfect games, no hitters last year. He was throwing batting practice. He was getting rocked. He was giving up home runs. First inning, second inning, homers. So good for Sevy figuring it out and getting right. And like I said, guys like Reed Garrett coming out of the bullpen. The guy's got a 0.57 ERA. He doesn't give up anything. Ottavino being a veteran, knowing what he's got to do. You know, the Mets were smart enough to not continue the Michael Tonkin show. And, of course, the dumbass Yankees were like, yeah, we'll bring him in. We'll fix him. And you know what? The first day he gets here, we're going to put him in with the game on the line. Clay Holmes is going to throw 10 pitches. You got it, Michael. Timmy's in Lakewood, New Jersey. Timmy, you're on the fan. What's up?
Yo, how are you, Chase?
Good, man. Thanks for calling.
Today we saw, right, in Camden Yards, the Yanks offense falling short, right?
Yeah, the
Yanks have some of that fear of Camden Yards, I feel like, after last year.
I don't think it's a fear.
They walk out of Camden Yards and they just don't hit.
I don't think it's a fear of their new build a ballpark, Sims create a ballpark where they can just like make the walls higher and push them back. I don't think it's a fear of the dimensions of the ballpark. I don't think it's even a fear of the fans, because these Oriole fans, like, they're there and they're not. Like, it wasn't as packed as I thought it might be for this first Yankee series. But what I think it is realizing in your own division, there are some young studs on that Orioles team. And they don't fear you at all.
And there's another problem. The Yanks bullpen, which is everybody's like, the Yanks needed Jordan Montgomery, or it was Blake Snell, and they didn't go for that.
Wait,
which is what they need.
Sorry, back up.
I don't think Cortez has some bounce back season.
So we're talking about the bullpen or the starting rotation? You're talking about starters. You said that the Yankees should have signed Jordan Montgomery and Blake Snell.
One of them.
Nah, that's something I'm very glad that, like, a lot of us were screaming about. We need another starter with Cole going down, and I'm glad that the Yankees decided to stand pat. Clark Schmidt has been pretty good. Stroman started off good. I hope this is just a little bit of a down couple games, and he bounces back. Carlos Rodon, that's what we're paying you for. Nestor Cortez, we all know what Nestor is, and unfortunately they've lost more games with Nestor on the mound than not. But Luis Gil's been good for a young guy, bouncing back from Tommy John as well.
Yeah, I'm very impressed. I think there's a lot of potential in him.
Yeah. I don't think you needed to. Jordan Montgomery was never coming back. I don't think you needed to kiss his ass and beg him to come back. And Blake Snell is already on the
IL.
Blake Snell had a 11 ERA. He sucked so far to start because he missed so much time not being in spring training. It's not the
pitch. Okay, Yamamoto also. He's also stuck in the beginning.
Yamamoto. I wouldn't want Yamamoto for $325 million. We're trying to pay Juan Soto.
And And also
the bullpen, right? You wanted to talk about the bullpen?
They just stopped hitting in Camden Yards. It's just whenever you get somewhere like a big series or something, the Astros, I was impressed, but I just like feel like this thing that every time they hit somewhere big. They'll knock out Milwaukee, but Camden Yards just can't hit. Like,
yeah, against a division opponent who has their number, won the division last year, beat them last year, and so far this year has taken the first two games. It's not great. It's not a good feeling.
Judge has that same hitting. I feel like he's back. I feel like Judge is back.
Nah, I think he was back over the weekend in Milwaukee facing the Milwaukee Brewers, but Judge is still grounding into double plays at a league high rate. He's got 10. He's still missing something. Like, this is Aaron Judge. We're talking about a guy that almost won the Triple Crown 2 years ago, won the AL MVP, hit 62 home runs. It's just, I hate to say it, but I will say it on air because I've been saying it. It's like, damn, we got that best season out of Aaron Judge, and his motivation was to make the Yankees pay him and basically to throw it into Brian Cashman's face, like, see what I can do? And now, where is that?
Yeah, here we are.
It's not there.
It's an additional problem. Boone is an additional problem. I don't feel like Boone has the potential to take the Yankees to a World Series.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll say this. There are other managers in Major League Baseball that I think if he got into a playoff series with, he would get outmanaged by. He outmanaged himself on Friday. There was just so many little things on Friday where I'm like, why? That game didn't have to go that way. It's still fresh in my mind. But, yeah, I don't know, man.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Timmy. Thought you wanted to talk about the bullpen. I mean, the bullpen's been a journey so far, too. The bullpen is different this year, and we usually say, oh, I don't worry about the bullpen. Yeah, you got to worry a little bit. Especially when they tell you, oh, Clay Holmes is on pace to appear in 80 games, and, you know, we're already thinking about October. Why are you thinking about October? Win the game you're in. Focus on today. We play today. We win today. That's it. Why are you projecting down the line? Were you doing that at this time last year and then you came up short of the postseason? It's not a guarantee you make the postseason. You're not a lock. Like I said, I'm looking at this division. Baltimore has your number. And here comes the Boston Red Sox. And then when I look across the American League, I know there's an extra team in the postseason in the wild card, but I would not ever get on camera. If I'm a manager or a general manager, I would never say that we made a decision tonight based on projections for later on in the season. So much changes. What if he gets hurt? What if he's not there? So you were saving him in a game that you needed to win? I don't know. That's why I'm not a manager. That's why I'm a radio host. 877-337-6666. Phil is in Manhattan. Next up on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, Keith.
Good morning.
You know, regarding Aaron Judge, well, you know, I'm a longtime Yankee fan. And I'm not an expert in baseball, okay? You know, but one thing about Aaron Judge, I completely lost confidence in him. And if I could, I had the power to do so, I would take him out of the lineup immediately.
I've been saying it. I would have sat him when Trent Grisham homered on Friday. I said to sit him Saturday. Of course, he homers and he bounces back. But I'm like, this guy, they act like they can't rest. They rest Giancarlo Stanton every series. They, like, I don't know, like, give him a day off. It's okay.
It's not okay. What's going on with Aaron Judge seems to be systemic. I mean, this is not transitory. And he's getting paid, what, $40 million? For the kind of money he's getting paid, I'm expecting Aaron Judge. And this is based upon what the Yankees have been saying about Aaron Judge over the past few years, for him to be putting up the greatest numbers in the history of baseball. And obviously, he's not doing that.
Yeah, nah, he's not even putting up, like, his numbers. Like it's not even close to what we expect from him. That's why I keep mentioning the Triple Crown. This guy was almost hitting 300 when he hit 62 bombs.
I know that, Keith. I saw Aaron Judge hit 3 home runs twice in one game in 2023.
I was at that game.
At those games.
I was sitting right behind home plate. I've seen it too. And that's why when people try to tell me, oh, Keith, you don't know what you're looking at, I'm like, yeah, all right, I know what Aaron Judge looks like.
But I am totally baffled by what happened to Aaron Judge.
Right, and all these Aaron Judge fans will fight me and you, Phil. You and I can't speak a bad word about them because they're just in love with the past. I'm living in right now, and nobody is beyond reproach. We need to win. I'm looking at everybody in the lineup. Volpe's not beyond it either. But I don't look at Volpe at 22, and I don't bag on him as much because I look at the Yankees. That's your fault. That's your premature move, putting that young man at the leadoff spot, so, saying you're ready to go in year two.
So, Keith, do you think it's a little bit political that the Yankees are continuing to play Judge?
He's the captain. He's the highest paid player on the team. He's the face of baseball. They're going to see it through. They're going to go through this whole month of May, and I hope that Judge heats up. I hope the weather gets hot. I hope that he makes us eat our words because I'm a Yankee fan.
Yes, I'm an Aaron Judge fan, by the way.
I'm a big Judge fan.
I've been one of, nobody has been a bigger Aaron Judge fan than me, except maybe for you. You know,
I've seen a ton of the guy's games live. I've watched his at-bats. That's why I'm concerned.
At any rate, thank you for taking my call. Thanks for listening. And I hope that somebody out there in baseball land can explain to me, give me a coherent explanation as to why Aaron Judge is now a perennial bottom dweller when it comes to hitting.
And you can't count on him with runners on base. You get Juan Soto to hit in front of him. Juan Soto gets on base, and he's not coming through. Thanks for the call, Phil. 877-337-6666. Yeah, I love Judge. I love his story. I love what he represents. I love that the Yankees have him. He's a generational talent. I love that he's only going to be a Yankee. They're trying to figure out his hand placement. They're trying to figure out his stance. They're trying to figure out if it's... You notice I've come off of the he's hurt stance. He can't be hurt, right? Not playing every day. Center field, left field, he can't be hurt. They don't take him out of the lineup. He can't be hurt. Giancarlo Stanton's not hurt. They take him out of the lineup. So, yeah. I'm off that. I'm not saying that he must be hurt anymore at this point. I'm saying he's different. Man, I had a take coming out of spring training, and I had multiple Yankee fans like try to get at me in defense of Aaron Judge. Don't talk about Judge like that. All I was saying is we're never going to see 2022 again. And now that he's got the contract, now that he's the captain, now that Juan Soto's here, like the all rise, the dominant Judge that's smacking home runs that you can damn near count on it to hit a moonshot or a double in the gap. That's not the guy that's here anymore. He's compromised. He's got the toe. He's got the oblique. He's got Juan Soto land hanging over his head, I guess, because a lot of fans want to say it's the impact of Juan Soto and how good Soto is. Crazy, right? You think you have some good players until you get a Juan Soto and see how good that guy is. 877-337-6666. Let's take this break. I got 20 minutes left. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
3-2, swung on, a pop foul back here.
Ow! 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 It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Right back at it on the Fan. This is my last, I don't know, 15 minutes or so. KM to 2 a.m. With the Rick Ross beat coming in. I just thought about how I was talking about Rick Ross today. I was like, Rick Ross already did what Kendrick did to Drake today or yesterday. So Kendrick obviously responded to Drake. I don't know if you guys are into hip-hop. If you're fans of hip-hop like you're fans of sports, I am. I'm a fan of Drake. Went to his show. I have followed his entire career. I'm a fan of Kendrick, too. I'm not as big of a fan as Kendrick, because how can you be? Mixtape Kendrick, Section 80, OD, that's the Kendrick that I was rocking with. Obviously, To Pimp a Butterfly, Good Kid, Mad City, Damn, those are great albums. But, like, Kendrick, that last album, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers or whatever, I had to literally make my own playlist. I had to make my own playlist because I couldn't listen to that album straight through. You know how you judge an album? You say there's no skips. I have a playlist that says New KDOT Album Revised with 11 tracks. And there was a bunch of more tracks than that. But what I'm saying is today, or yesterday now, I wake up and the first thing I see, shout out to Robin Lumberg, he's a big hip-hop head. He's like, Kendrick ended Drake. And I'm like, can you knock it off? No, he didn't. Quit playing. You've been on this Kendrick stuff for weeks. He's like, Kendrick dropped. I woke up at 11:18 for the third time I woke up. But like woke up for the day at 11:18 a.m. And Kendrick dropped at, I don't even know. He dropped like 11 a.m. Eastern time, like 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it was a good track. Don't get me wrong. He definitely took a lot of jabs at Drake. But hearing the Rick Ross thing, I'm like, Rick Ross already tried to do the whole Drake is not black, called him a white boy, says you can't say this, say that. It doesn't work. Where does it work? It works in a small pocket of people that are like, yeah, Drake is Canadian, ha. Drake is Jewish, ha. But Drake is, he's the biggest. If Drake is going to respond. It took Kendrick Lamar 17 days to respond. And I thought that was a tough response. Kung Fu Kenny was rapping. He said a lot of things, but he really didn't say anything that we haven't heard about Drake. All right, you're not black. He is black. You have a son that you don't really raise. Pusha T did that. I just think that Drake is so calculated and OVO is so strategic. Wait for it. I think I put on Twitter, you got till Cinco de Mayo, Drake. Because Drake was egging them on, asking for this. He was joking like, yo, you better have some double, triple entendres. Kendrick, I know you're in your New York apartment somewhere struggling right now trying to come up with the... What took you so long? It took you 17 days to come up with that YouTube response, an almost 7-minute track. If they let Drake rap for 7 minutes, going at Kendrick, it's going to get even more spicy. I love the competition of hip-hop. I wish I had more time to write raps. Today I had the thought, too. I was like, man, I wish I could just drop a diss track on all the people that crossed me or did me wrong in life. But none of them rap. None of them would even get it. None of them would even respond. All right, back to the phone calls. 877-337-6666. Waiting on Drizzy to drop. Waiting on OVO and their response. It's definitely going to happen. J. Cole bowed out. I'm like, J. Cole, why would you drop that diss on Kendrick before? And then it didn't sit right with my spirit. J. Cole used to be my favorite rapper, bro. J. Cole had an era when I was in college where he was coming up with Friday Night Lights, the warm up, his mixtape run. The mixtape era, it sucks that you kids now don't get mixtapes like we got mixtapes back in the day. Where you could literally download the mixtape on LimeWire, BearShare, Kazaa, or go physically to the CD man. There used to be this Jamaican CD man in Collinswood Flea Market that you could go and get all the albums on Fridays and the mixtapes. And then, obviously, we had datpiff.com, and now there is a datpiff app, but it's kind of janky on the phone, and the mixtape era is done. The mixtape era is done. Now we have this era, like, these guys are... They're dropping diss tracks and they're putting them on YouTube. Anyway, let's see if I can clear my calls in the next 10 minutes. Jan is in Yonkers on the Fan. Go for it. Jan or
Hi,
Jan?
I'm a big fan of your show.
Thank you. How do I pronounce your name?
Jan. From Yonkers, yes. very devastating, horrible loss. I'm trying to get by quickly as I can. I believe Maxey had four fouls in the fourth quarter. We never tried to get him that fifth foul that would have sent him to the bench. Maybe that would have helped. But here's the thing about the Knicks in this game. 15 turnovers, okay? The defense against the three-point shot was horrible. Then you have Dante invisible. And, yes, we have missed free throws, but I can't understand why Tibbs did not put Precious Achiuwa in this game for at least 5 to 10 minutes. And your thoughts, and thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for the call and the compliment, Jan. I don't know, it's game to game. It's a different game. I definitely think Tibbs froze in the moment, too. As far I talked about impacting the game and him as a coach, you got to call timeouts. You got to help these guys, man. There's so much pressure and anxiety and the whole arena waiting. You know, with Bojan Bogdanović down, your bench is different. And Mitchell Robinson did play. So, I don't know. Precious Achiuwa, DNP. But maybe you see him in the next game. I don't think it's a devastating loss because you thought you were going to celebrate last night and into right now this morning. But it's not a devastating loss. Go down to Philly and win. The last time you played in Philly, you won. Go down and beat them in six. You have three wins. You have the upper hand. Corey and Ron Konkama, you're on the Fan. Go for it.
Hey, Keith, how's it going, man?
Good, good. Thanks for calling in.
I'm a big fan of yours. Listen, you're a basketball player?
Used to be. Play for the Ocean Breakers AAU team. Played some point guard. Was decent. Was always a quarterback point guard. Those positions are similar.
So you got to go back on YouTube and watch Maxey's three-point attempt for when he got fouled by Robinson. Dude takes 3.5 steps at least. It's crazy. I'm surprised no one's bringing it up.
On the shot that he hit to tie the game, he was fouled, you're saying?
No, not the half-court one. The four-point play.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I got to go back and look. And they were running that game back.
Because the two announcers are arguing over whether or not it was a three-pointer. But meanwhile, they're not watching the guy take 3.5 steps while he picked up the ball. It was crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. The things like that get missed. It's a game of inches. The officials sometimes let them play, and they miss things. Thanks for the call, Corey. I'm running out of time. Joe is in New London, Connecticut on the Fan. Go for it, Joe.
Hi, sir. I want to thank you for your realism on the New York Yankees and baseball, the New York Knicks, and basketball. Probably Travis Jarrett, James, probably the Buffalo Bills and sports in general. I'm a new listener, but already I like and respect you.
Appreciate a lot.
I apologize. I don't know your name. I like your name because I like to keep listening to your show.
Say that again about my name.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for the call, Joe. I don't know. I was having a tough time hearing making that out. My name's Keith McPherson. I'm the nighttime host. I'll be on the same shift tomorrow when the Yankees play. Especially when they play 6:35, I get on a little bit earlier. It was 10 o'clock two nights ago. It was like 9:45 tonight. I'll take it. That's a 4-plus-hour show. C-Mac's coming up next. K-Mac to C-Mac. Two Yankee fans that could talk about the Yankees on the Fan for 6-7 hours. That's what we do every night. But we also can talk about the Knicks. We also can talk about the Giants and the Jets in the NFL. Some puck, too. Well-rounded. I don't think you can get a show if you can't talk about everything because you don't know what's coming through that phone. But, yeah, shout-out to you, Joe. Thanks for listening to the show. I try to keep it real. That's my main thing. Authentic, real name, no gimmicks. That's a Drake line. Let's see. Donnelly underscore Steve. Keith McPherson, you can't honestly slant Kendrick for his least good album while Drake has been on 10 years of mid. What are you talking about, bro? I'm reading that from Twitter. Slant Kendrick for it. I like Kendrick's mixtapes is when I really started to dial in on Kendrick. Then he made the freshman cover, and I'm like, he's by far the best one there. And then his albums, he's got all good albums. And I guess you say I'm slanting him because of his last album. I just think it was a dud. It completely missed for me. I don't know exactly what he was trying to do. Drake said it was weak AF. And how can you say Drake has been on 10 years of mid? He's the biggest in the game. He's got the most hits. I went to his concert. I see with my own eyes what the fanfare and reception is like. The concert tickets, his tickets to get into the Drake show cost as much as it cost to get into Madison Square Garden last night. Mike is in White Plains. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call and keeping me going all night. I'm driving all night out here.
I gotcha. Yeah, no
pleasure
problem.
Listening to you, man. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, all the Knicks fans, flush it. Flush it down the toilet, man. It's not game seven.
It's over. You still are up in the series. You're going back to a place where the last game you played there, you won.
And let me tell you, how nice would it be to have Julius Randle get your big bucket down low when we're hoisting three-pointers at the end of the game?
Yeah, I know. I hate to say it, but like this is a different series with Julius Randle because Brunson needs a break. He needs another scorer. And also just his physicality and size changes the way they can play you. It would look completely different with Julius Randle as another scoring option and just another big body. They've been out rebounding them. With Julius Randle, would be even more.
Yeah. I mean, it's just tough to get that tough thing at the end of the game from 3-point all the time. And if you would, Yankees, real quick, I'm just tired of watching Torres and Stanton clog up the lineup, and they need a closer, shutdown closer, not a closer that goes 0-2 on every batter. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. The team is currently constructed. We're still coming off of some false moves. Gleyber Torres, I'm good on. Giancarlo Stanton, I'm good on. We got no choice but to go with Austin Wells because they moved on from Gary Sanchez and Kyle Higashioka, which I'm perfectly fine with. There's some other issues, obviously, like Oswaldo Cabrera has cooled off. They were never intending on him being the everyday third baseman. Like, this team is currently constructed 5-5 in their last 10. I guess it's fine for now, but this isn't the team and this isn't the World Series caliber team. They have some holes to plug up and some places to get better and some guys that they do depend on, like Judge, like Gleyber, like Rizzo, like Stan. They got to come through. They got to be better.
Yeah. I know Torres won't be here next year. But at least we got LeMayu on horizon. We got Dominguez coming. I just wish we had a shutdown closer.
Yeah, but I can't knock Clay Holmes. Thanks for the call, Mike. I can't knock Clay Holmes. I'm done on that. I said early in the beginning of the season, sure, I have some heart palpitations. It's always a roller coaster ride. I get tightness of breathing and shortness of breath when Clay Holmes is on the mound. But when you look at his numbers and you look at other relievers in Major League Baseball, he's one of the best. He's on his way to being an all-star again. So can't knock the guy. He hasn't blown a save. He's been taken out. Like, I still can't get over Friday night, dude. Watching that game, there's just so many things. I'm like, what? I'm like, I definitely don't know anything about baseball because they did everything wrong. Michael Tonkin. Not once would I think the first day we get Michael Tonkin that I'm going to put him in extra innings to blow the game the same way he did for the Mets twice this season. Am I going to take this guy that the Minnesota Twins also DFA'd? Am I going to put him in his first day landing with this team? And I don't know. I just thought that was reckless. It was like arrogant in a way. Like, yeah, this will work. Remington in Manhattan. Back on the Fan. My last call tonight.
How is the MVP of the WFAN?
KMVP holding it down.
That's right. The man with the greatest the sports acumen. Anyway, regarding this proposal, put on your GM hat for a moment, Mr. McPherson. What do you think of this? Mason Miller, the guy with he's the flamethrower from Oakland for the Martian Man. What do you think?
For Dominguez?
Right. Think about it.
No, because this team... Remington, do you think this is a World Series caliber team? You think they're a reliever, closer away? I think Dominguez gets them closer to their dreams than a closer. No, and I'm not giving up Jason Dominguez because we got Aaron Judge playing center field and Trent Grisham playing center field. No, we need the margin back. A kid that can switch hit, hit for power, be in the middle of that lineup and play center field every day. I'm waiting for the updates on him. We were getting the updates in spring training. I haven't heard a thing.
Well, you know, the guy who was most responsible, I think, in my opinion.
I'll trade Spencer Jones before I'm trading that kid.
Okay, I was thinking, you know, I thought of Spencer, too, when I made the phone call. And but what I was saying is, regarding Mariano Rivera, he was probably the one person who's mainly responsible for the five rings. David Justice said that.
I wouldn't say mainly, because he pulled up just to, you know, close the game. But, yeah, you don't get those rings without a lockdown guy like that. Thanks for the call, Remington. Like, yeah, we know why he's unanimous, Hall of Famer, goated. And that's why we're spoiled as Yankee fans, thinking that you're just going to have a closer that comes in and gets three outs all the time. It doesn't work like that. Jason Dominguez, 4 days ago, there was an article that says he's reportedly a few weeks away from minor league rehab games. So 4 days ago, he was a few weeks away. Maybe he's going to start his minor league games this month of May and be back in June, like I predicted. And maybe he's back before Garrett Cole. But I don't know. Something's got to give. They need a few different things. Whatever. It is what it is. C-Mac is coming up next. Appreciate everybody that called in and listened. Bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.